Today we'll be talking about the marriage of Frances Hodgson Burnett. With the income from her writing, she returned to England for an extended visit in 1872, and then went to Paris, where, having agreed to marry Swann, she ordered a haute couture wedding dress to be made and shipped to Tennessee. Shortly afterward, she returned home and attempted to postpone the wedding until the dress arrived. But Swann insisted they marry as soon as possible, and they were married in September 1873. Writing about the dress disappointment to a Manchester friend, she said of her new husband, "Men are so shallow. He does not know the vital importance of the difference between white satin and tulle and cream-colored brocade." Within the year, she gave birth to her first child, Lionel, in September 1874. Also during that year, she began work on her first full-length novel, That Lass o' Lowrie's, set in Lancashire. The couple wanted to leave Knoxville, and her writing income allowed them to travel to Paris, where Swann continued his medical training as an eye and ear specialist. The birth of their second son, Vivian, forced them to return to the United States. She had wanted her second child to be a girl, and having chosen the name Vivian, changed to the masculine spelling for her new son. The family continued to rely on her writing income, and to economize, she made clothing for her boys, often including mini frills. Later, Burnett continued to make clothing, designing velvet suits with lace collars for her boys, and frilly dresses for herself. She allowed her son's hair to grow long, which she then shaped into long curls. Thank you for joining Bite at a Time Books Behind the Story today, while we answered some of the questions you have about one of your favorite classic authors. Again, my name is Bree Carlisle, and I hope you join us next time when we answer more questions about one of your favorite classic authors.